You're listening to the Don't Suffer Like Us podcast, hosted by Kimberly Fujitaki and Thea Pichelle.
Death to social media.
Yes. I think we've always, like, secretly wanted the death of social media anyway, so. I think it is a drudge on life sometimes.
And, oh, yeah.
The fact that I just came off of August Attitude of Gratitude, so for 9 years now, August, I post on Little Heroes Yoga Instagram and on my personal Instagram, Unrivaled Kitsch, August Attitude of Gratitude. So every day, take a picture, use a picture from something or somewhere, and post every day something you're grateful for. And, you know, I like it because it is important to me to signify a lot of gratitude in August. I mean, my mom's born in August. I'm born in August. My dad's born in August. My niece is born in August. Like, we have a lot to be grateful for. And I think that that's really important for me. And I like that tradition. I keep it up. But the posting of social media every single day, which I used to do in my business all the time.
And you would write really long stuff.
Is exhausting. It's a blog. And I'm a blogger. Like, I blogged since my whole life. Like, since I was a teenager, you know? Like, been writing on the internet about my life forever. But when you have to, or you feel like you have to, it is...
Exhausting.
It's exhausting. Thea's a writer. She could write. She's written a million pages all over all over her computer, 10 computers with a billion Word documents on it. We write all the time. But then when you have to, because you feel like you have to be on social media, or you have to promote your classes, or you have to promote your ebook, or you have to promote your training, like, it becomes
a job.
Yes. And then that's why they pay people. But that's why they pay people so much money to do people's social media. Because that is a huge industry. But when it's you being your own, you know, your own social media manager, trying to build your business, deal with your website, deal with your podcast, deal with your blog, how do you expect to actually teach your classes when you have all these jobs? You can't. That's why, like, the death of social media can be liberating.
I mean, and if you look at how people are using social media now, there's not as many hashtags. There's a lot of things that were in the past that you had to do. But now there's just so much noise and so many people using the same hashtags that you're not necessarily breaking free of the noise. And so, like, a lot of the, this is what you should be doing 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that's all changed.
Yeah.
And people are responding more to, like, in-person relationships over social media. Social media still continues, but the amount of engagement of, like, writing full dissertations on it has diminished. That need is diminished.
And part of that is because, right, more people are connecting in person now after the pandemic also. Nobody wants to be on the internet anymore. They're bored of that shit. They're like, oh, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Also, the changes in the algorithms on certain social media sites have made it so it's much more difficult for when you are posting something that's thoughtful, meaningful words, they will hide it. They don't want long posts, blog posts, basically, on your social media. They want you to have a reel that is for 12 seconds and just to the point here, and we can just keep filtering that through, making you feel insecure about whatever you feel insecure about.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what makes money. These sites are not, you are, when you're on a social media, you're the product, right?
Yep.
Because your eyes and selling everything, all the ads that are coming up that people buy a bunch of junk from, you know, you as a person that views that are the product that they are selling to the person that's placing that ad. So, you know, we have to really consider what are we using our time for? There are plenty of people who have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on their social media, but are barely scraping by to make a living.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean that those numbers are translating into dollars for that person.
No. Right? And then there's also ClickFarms, and there's also...
There's all kinds of things now, bots and, you know, and comments, like when you do have a very prominent social media platform, now you're going to have underneath your post 400 comments of bots in, so that nobody even wants to engage with your information because all they're seeing is these bot comments, right?
Yeah.
So all of these things make it so that social media becomes less and less meaningful. It becomes less and less important. Because unless you have a way where you can really connect with the people who you want to connect to, who are going to benefit from your services, it's going to be very difficult. For most people, that's going to be your email newsletter, right? So those social media stuff you're going to do, okay, you can do some of it. I'm not saying not to if you don't want to. You know, if you like it, great. There's plenty of people who like posting on social media. Okay, do it. You hate it and you're forcing yourself to do it, it's not going to benefit you.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. You have to let it go. It's absolutely going to be a drudge of something else. You forcing yourself to do something you hate, and you're going to feel it. Your post is not going to be genuine. It's not going to be interesting. It's just going to be another thing. Oh, I'm telling you about my class again, or I'm telling you about, like... Think of the things that are actually, like, meaningful that you do see on social media. What are those things saying? What are those things, like, doing? They're not usually doing – they're not usually selling you something unless, you know, it's something that you have been looking for, right? So there's some people that are using social media for that. Like, I'm looking for a coach. I'm looking for somebody to help me with blah, blah, blah. So there might be some things in that. But for the most part, because of how much noise there is and how TikTok is now and all these different platforms that are trying to grab people's attention and get their money out of their pockets, these are going to make it so that certain platforms are not as useful, not doing as well, and going to be more of a waste of your time if you're trying to build your business on those things.
Exactly. And I think that, like, when the pandemic happened and we're like, oh, I guess that's it.
gave us the free and clear of, like, you don't have to post on social media. And then I look at, like, my memories from, you know, from, like, Facebook, per se, my memories, and just, like, how much I used to post about my teacher trainings and my stuff, like, all the time. Like, because I felt like I had to. Otherwise, who the hell's going to come to my training, you know? But that scarcity mindset is also the fact that the majority of the people that came to my training weren't from my Facebook post. Probably 90%, you know, weren't. Maybe I got one person, two people, maybe, you know, like, and to post that much and to feel that pressure.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not worth it.
And I know I told Kimberly in the past, like, I'm a creative person. So I create and I don't really care about whether people like it or not, because it's just about expression, right? But social media is like, you have to have people like it, right? Like, which to me was just such a hindrance to creation, because it took the purpose of creation for me away. And another thing that I had issues with social media is people would say, oh, I love that post, but they wouldn't interact with it. And if there's no interaction, then it's not getting anywhere beyond that. You know, so those are two pain points that I had with social media.
And then it's like, also like, what are you posting something because you want to post it, or are you posting something because you want something from it? Those are two different things too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I continue to do, even though it seems like a lot, I continue to do August Attitude of Gratitude, because I have that as a catalog of 9 mm-hmm. years. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot cool. of things. And it's really cool for me to be able to look back and see my family during that entire period of time. Like, I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. this is cool, you know? But that's for me.
Yeah.
It's not because I want to sell something or I want to, like, that has nothing to do with that. It just mm-hmm. is a way for me to show my gratitude for the journey that I've had and mm-hmm. the journey that where I've been and where I am now. And it's amazing to be able to yeah. see, you know, that in that way. And so mm-hmm. I think that social media can be used in a way that is useful and that yeah. helps people and mm-hmm. that is good. But there's also a lot of bad sides to it, too.
Yeah.
And you have to find which parts of it you want to partake in and which
right.
parts of it you don't. And if you're mm-hmm. feeling like you have to, who's telling you you have to? Who?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that you really think is going to benefit your business and you're getting whatever traction, you are getting people come in your classes, people are signing your workshops, blah, blah, blah. So you feel like you do it, then it's fine.
Yeah.
And that's up to you. There's absolutely merit in doing something that's working if it's working. But there's yeah, you also have to have... the value in letting it go if it's not.
Yeah. And I think also, just like with anything in life, there has to be a sense of purpose.
Yes.
And if it doesn't feel like it's serving your purpose, then it's a suffering point.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I don't use social media nearly as much as I used to. But you know, and that's okay. I don't have to.
Right.
Because one of the points that I feel like where I lost interest in social media is that for me, I am not great at texting. It's my brain works really fast. And so like trying to text something is just so slow. I can type 100 words a minute. I cannot do the same with words on my phone. And so like Instagram not being available to be, you know, to be, well, where you can only see it on a desktop or a laptop, you can't create the text. So I was using some platform that would allow me to type up my Instagram posts and also other posts. And then I could cross platform, put it up. That to me was okay because that was like a balanced use of my energy because I was able to type and communicate to the extent I wanted to in the amount of time I wanted to. But then those platforms started to be not work with various social media. And so, you know, then I was stuck with having to text it, right?
Yeah.
Or I could type it on my computer.
You type it and then send it an to email.
Myself.
Yeah.
And then I have send to copy and paste an and then, yeah.
But and that's the thing like, too.
It's extra
that
steps.
Whatever reason you're doing it, you have your reason. You want to do it, do it. You don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, like there are going to be ways for us to have reasons why we should, why we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And so we have to understand like, how is this benefiting me and my business?
Right.
Is it great? If it's not, don't spend as much time on it. Is there something else that you could do instead? Maybe connect and write, you know, since Thea has a really good writing capability, explaining herself in an email where she could type it out very quickly might be a much better use of her time than to sit there and fumble with a social media post on her phone that gets deleted and you get pissed, you know, like there's reasons why we do certain things and why we don't. And that doesn't mean again, that it won't change.
And I think it goes back to like our yoga practice, our meditation practice, or just living, like what is sustainable?
How are you, as a human, can you sustain the things that you want to sustain?
I mean, to some people, like posting every day is like, gives them a sense of purpose. That to me sounds like hell. You know, so like just figuring out what is sustainable and what works for me.
Exactly.
And now that maybe you're noticing that you're having less interaction on your social media. And if you notice that, know that that's a trend. And yeah, social media may make a rebound. I don't know. But
they're going to want more money for it. You know, the likes and the comments and they want you to pay for it. They want you to boost it so that it's in front of more people so that it gets more traction. Right.
Exactly.
And they're going to say that this is the only way for you to do it is if you put money behind it, because now on all of your other posts, you're only getting 3 or 2 likes or nobody's seeing it at all. That's what happened with August Attitude of Gratitude. Because I was posting this every day with some of the same hashtags. They're like, boom, I'm going to put this in the nobody's going to see it file. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it's going to be. Well, if I was gauging that in terms of like, well, I'm not getting any likes. I'm not getting any, you know, comments on this. So I should just stop doing it. Then that could be how. And I think that's why a lot of people stop posting on social media. They don't see that connection, right? And then they're like, I'm wasting my time doing this. So you have to notice, like, okay, what are the reasons behind why I'm doing this? And is it benefiting me to continue to do it? Like, I'm not doing everyday you know, now I'm like, oh, I'm off the hook. I did a whole month. And now I would just chill out for a little while and see if I get something. If I want to post it, I'll post it. If not, it's okay. You know, like, these companies and social media platforms are businesses. They are trying to make money off of you. You'll have to remember that. You know, it's not a, it's a pay to play. Like, the people getting these types of big groups of people commenting and liking their posts, a lot of these people are boosting their posts so that it goes into the algorithm so that so many more people see them.
There used to be a day in which things went viral by by happenstance, by engagement, but now things go viral by design and algorithm
and money. You know, how many people do you want to get this from in front of? You want to pay 60 bucks to get it in front of 100,000 people? Okay, let's see.
That sounds like a deal.
But it's just getting it in front of them. It doesn't mean that they're going to watch it till the end, right?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's the thing too, is that how you're advertising and what you're saying and what grabs people's attention is always changing. And so if you're trying to mold yourself all the time to what people like and da 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 da, it's exhausting. You're going to burn out. Like, it's unsustainable. Yeah. You cannot, because it is something that will continue to change and you will always feel like you're doing something wrong. And that feels bad. So the death of social media.
You don't have a team and you don't have billions of dollars
in advertising. Exactly.
No. So. Yeah. But yeah. Death of social media. Amen.
Death of social media. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, guys. We won't be posting.
Unless we feel like it, right? Like, we gave ourselves that caveat, that exit.
Exactly. And that's how it should be. If you feel like somebody is forcing you to post and you don't want to, who's this someone? I tell them, go away.
Fine, I'll leave then.
I mean, I'm just telling you how I feel, guys. I don't. I've been through all of this, and this is a very deep suffering for me. So, as you can hear in my voice, you know, it's something I'm working on. But I understand the premise behind it and why it's powerful and why it can be used for something that's useful, but also why it's also created a lot of really terrible things as well, you know? Mm-hmm. Misinformation and all of that.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. I think we've done social media to death.
Yes, we have. So we'll just tell you how we feel about it. But, you know, if you like it, keep doing
it.
If you don't like it, Don't do it. That's that's really the crux of our podcast. Do what you like. Because that's what we do.
That's right. And we suffer less.
And we suffer. We do some of the things that we don't like, and we suffer. But,
yeah.
That's but humanity. That's
life is suffering.
Right.
First,
thank you.
That's the third noble truth. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.